Good morning, my family. Today's quote comes from Dr. Mae Jemison, the first Black female astronaut. Never be limited by other people's imaginations. Dr. Mae Jemison. Think about it. In the world of technology, there's a new development called hypersonic sound. In 2002, the inventor Elwood Woody Norris has engineered sound waves to travel like laser beams for about 150 yards. This allows sounds to be heard by a person in a particular place, but not those immediately around him. You could be listening to music or specific instructions while those standing around you or next to you would be left in total silence. If you move out of the tightly formed path of that unique sound waves, you too will be unaware of any noise. Though this discovery was made in 2002, God has always used hypersonic sound when speaking to his people. For example, when Saul was on his way to Damascus to persecute believers in Christ, there was a bright light that shined around him, knocked him off his horse, and he fell to the ground and heard the voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" And Saul answered, "Who are you?" The voice said, "I am Jesus. Who are you, who you're persecuting?" And they that were with him saw the light, but they heard not the voice. God's communication with us is very similar to a hypersonic sound, my sisters and brothers. In order to hear the Spirit's voice, we must be in the right spiritual place. And when we are in the right spiritual place, when God speaks, the message will be clear. But if we move away from that spiritual place where his voice can be heard, or as I said on yesterday, if we don't stay connected, we will become unaware of the fact that he is communicating with us and we will miss the message. When we are in the right place, however, when God speaks, no matter who is around us, others may hear the sounds but not recognize the voice. You can be in church and the preacher may preach to a church full of people, but if you are in the right spiritual place, others may hear the sound of God speaking or even the words that God speaks, but you will clearly hear the message. Or you may be listening to religious or secular music on the radio or the iPod or even in the store that others may hear, but in the song, there is a message from God which only you can hear and understand. Or you may be standing with others enjoying the wonderful sights and sounds of nature. Though others may see nature's beauty and hear nature's wonderful sounds, yet in that moment, God speaks intimately to your soul a liberating message of love, while others miss the nearness of God. I believe that God, through his word and his spirit, continues to speak to his people. But the question that only we can personally answer is, are we in the right place to hear the Spirit's voice? Or could we be like the men who were with Saul who heard the sound but not the voice? God is calling his people to break away from the crowd and to get into that special place where we can hear God's voice. God may be speaking to us, but because we are not familiar with his voice, it sounds like foreign language. But let's say that you have been taken to France and left there and you don't know the language. Though at first you don't understand a word of French, but the longer you are around them, the more you will begin to understand the language. Likewise, the more time we spend with God, the more God speak, we will understand. And the more assurance we will have of God's presence and God's plan for our lives. Let's pray. God of life, God of light, we worshipfully approach you in the dawning of this new day. We come before your greatness not alone, but we come together as a family, your family, a family who have risen in the infancy of this day to show their gratitude for the abundance of blessings you have given, and to start out this day basking in the wonders of your word. We pray that you will speak to us fresh and new thoughts, filled with the mysteries of your love and your word. And we only pray that we might be able to hear what your word has to say to the church. Thank you for the promise of future both now and in eternity, to the end that we will forever dwell in your presence. For this we speak in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Well, my brothers and sisters, this brings us to the end of another wonderful Monday morning meditation. But always remember, live each day in love with God. Y'all be good, and I'll see you on next time.